Hello, and welcome to Student Section Sports Podcast. First, I want to thank you for all the support we've been getting. I know it's been some time, and this podcast, me, Jared, and Jordan have put together a little special episode to kind of recap where we've been over the past 3 years, and yes, that's 3 years. We went ahead and told you what we've been doing. It involves marriage, it involves new jobs, and a fun little story about a kid going to juvenile detention, or whatever you call it. So with that said, we also discussed the Eagles and where they're going to go and what they're going to be. We discussed their line. I give you my professional tips on betting, which I am 30% on every bet that I do. Actually 10% now because I've done extremely worse. That's neither here nor there. However, we also give the over-under for how many times the Kelce brothers is going to be mentioned during the Super Bowl game. So stay tuned for that. I know it's going to be a great show. And like I said before, thank you again for your support. We appreciate it.
All right, we're back. After 5 years, we're making another podcast episode.
We're back.
We're back.
Why did we leave exactly?
I don't know. I was only on the episode one time, so.
This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I don't know.
I don't know why we stopped either.
Why we stopped or why we left?
Yeah. We just kind of, like, the last time we recorded an episode, we never got back together.
Yeah.
But we had a scheduling conflicts, probably. Or lack of commitment. I don't know.
So how long ago was it, though, actually?
I can tell you.
It probably was 2.5 years?
No, it was longer.
It was, like,
longer?
It was, like, 2019.
Yeah.
It was before COVID.
It was
before I went to Colorado.
It was pre-vid.
I'm trying to pull it up. Okay, here.
It's 2019. It was the last time we had y'all had an episode.
Well, it won't tell me the date. September 13th, 2019. So 3.5 years.
Oh, my gosh. It's been some time.
How y'all been? How's life been? Real talk. I know we're, like, acting like this for the podcast, but, like, yeah. I really don't see y'all as much anymore.
I know. Where have you been?
I've been here in the studio.
You've been busy.
I've been here in the studio, bro.
Grinding.
Working.
Every day.
Got engaged.
Yeah, you're engaged now.
Getting married in May, dude.
To the love of your life.
Yes.
Who he also told he loved before he was currently dating her.
I did.
Power move.
Powerful move.
Powerful move. Not a lot of guys do that. Not a lot of guys would. It definitely worked.
Definitely 5 years later, it worked.
The strongest story of perseverance I've ever heard in my life.
Dude, that's what dating's all about. Perseverance and money.
It's an endurance game, for sure.
Spending money. Buying flowers. If there's one thing you can do to keep a girlfriend that you want to marry, is buy flowers, like, once a week. And pay for their meals. Yeah, once a week. Maybe twice. Maybe once a month. Pay for their meals.
Do you buy flowers once a week?
Not as much anymore. It's kind of awkward because she's, like, at home with her parents.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of weird, like, bringing flowers in their parents' house and set them on the table.
I know. See, Jay would not do something along those lines.
That's false.
Every week?
Not every week. No, I was going more on the buying flowers with the parents. I would buy flowers for this girl and her mother and take them there. Because her mother, and I didn't want to leave her mother out of the equation.
Right.
So she would get as many flowers
you were
as
trying
my girlfriend
to add,
did.
Yeah, the mother to the equation. Got you.
Yeah. And then sometimes I'd be on a roll and I'd get some for my Nana on the same time because my Nana needs some flowers every now and then.
Nana does need flowers every now and again. Don't forget y'all's nanas.
I respect a man that gets flowers for his nana.
I do too. More or less so than someone for their girlfriend.
Absolutely.
What about you? Give us your life updates, Bree.
Yeah. So I guess I was still in college, enrolled at Alabama, graduated and then got a job in Atlanta, moved to Atlanta, hated Atlanta. Atlanta kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Traffic there is terrible. Anyone that's lived in Atlanta knows what I'm talking about. But
I only had good experiences. I'd go for like 2 weeks in the summer.
Yeah, see, that's the best way to do it. If you have a friend in Atlanta where you can stay.
I love staying at your place in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. But my parents lived there, and it seemed like it made sense. But didn't work out, and so I ended up coming back to Birmingham, got into tech for a bit, and now I'm at a chemical distributor.
Selling chemicals.
Selling chems. Selling the chemicals to government and industrial facilities. So
nice.
That is what I do. But it, you know, ups and downs, obviously. I got a girlfriend. Yes.
From Nashville.
Well, she's from here.
Lived in Nashville at one point in her life. See, that explains how 3 years go by. I don't even know these people anymore.
But, yeah, she's a nurse. She's pretty smart about things. But she went to Alabama, and I actually met her at Alabama. So,
heck yeah, Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide. Roll Tide, roll. But what's the update on you?
I've lived in like 4 cities since we did last. I lived in Trussville, worked in Springville, moved to Tuscaloosa, still worked in Springville, moved back to Birmingham, then still worked in Springville. Then I moved to another part of Birmingham, and I work in a different part of Birmingham. Took a job teaching for like 3 or 4 months. Hated it. Quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it.
And now currently you're coaching at?
Yeah, Spain Park. I was at Crossville. That was a teaching job. Crossville is a fake place in the middle of nowhere. It looks like a scene from like Fallout or some like Doomsday video game.
Yeah.
There's one diner, one like authentic Mexican restaurant, and 2 gas stations. Mm-hmm. And that's about the only thing. I think there's a law office.
Yeah.
And
I've been through Crossville before, but all Sand Mountain is a little sus out there.
Not a good place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked there from January of last year until like May or June, and then I got the opportunity to move back.
Yeah.
Or, well, I lived here the whole time, but work here again, Spain Park, and I do some heating and air stuff in Birmingham as well, but mainly.
What is the worst acts that you've seen from an adolescent in your time in a school? What is the worst thing a young child has committed in the facility of a school?
I can't really say. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed to like disclose like the actual bad things that these kids do. But I can say that I was teaching 7th grade, and the girls in the 7th grade class at Crossville Middle School were running like a fight club, and so it was very well organized. They knew the exact moments of the day, like in transport, where there would be no eyes on them for like 15 seconds, and it'd be an all-out brawl.
They orchestrated a fight club within the school.
A legitimate fight club. Like one of the kids, I don't know if I can say this, so I might just cut it out, but one of the kids like got sent to like juvenile detention for like a month because she got in so many fights. Like,
oh my gosh.
It was wild.
Was she good at it? Was she good at fighting?
Yeah, if you're gonna fight, you better be good.
No, they were good. The guys didn't fight there. It was the girls.
The girls.
They
fought.
Used to get after each other. They used to beat each other up.
Times have changed.
Yeah, man. There was a stabbing, not knife wise, but it was a pencil stabbing.
Yeah.
But a girl got mad at this kid. He was a unique guy, and she walked up to him in the middle of class, and stabbed him right like, kind of in her shoulder area with a pencil.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But there was whole girls.
We need to have the postman on the podcast, dude.
Yes, we do.
He lives in Jacksonville now.
We'll have to like severely edit a lot of what he says, but
we'll get him and Trevor Lawrence on the podcast. We'll go down to Jacksonville.
That sounds good. Yeah. I'll text Trevor here in a second.
Very much like care to talk to Trevor Lawrence.
You don't like Trevor Lawrence?
Dude, y'all still have beef?
Dude, I don't like Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, we should probably talk about sports now. Because we haven't talked about sports yet.
Can we establish this early that we don't like Mac Jones on this show?
Yeah, no Mac Jones. No Mac Jones.
Do you know the story? Okay.
I like Mac Jones. No, my dad don't. Loves
no,
Mac Jones.
Wait till you hear this story.
Mac Jones sucks.
I was in the PGA Superstore in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. This was like a couple weeks after Mac Jones last season. They just won, or was it? It was 2020. Yeah. Right after they'd won the national championship, COVID was kind of, I guess, not at its peak yet. I don't know. I can't remember exactly. But I was in the store, and I was looking for a new 58-degree wedge because I didn't have one. And there was these two or three kids. They were probably like college freshmen, like 18, 19 years old. And I see Mac Jones and one of the tight ends walked in. And the kids, they were like pointing him out and saying whatever, and they walk up to Mac, who's on the opposite like aisle from me, so like I can see him because he's like 6'4", he's towers over everything, and the kid is like shaking in his boots, he's terrified, he's so nervous, he's asked if, hey man, could you take a picture with me and my buddies? And Mac Jones looks at this kid, looks at his buddy, snickers, and says, quote, I'm not taking an effing picture with this kid, and then walks out of the store.
Wow, he's so still laughing with that
guy.
I don't like
the guy. I loved him when he was scoring touchdowns and winning championships. Also,
yeah, that was really cool.
Like, probably if Mac Jones like confronted me on this, I'd probably like, you know, turtle and be like, "Oh man, you're so awesome."
Yeah.
But until I'm faced with that, I'm taking the stance that I don't like the guy.
Yeah. I agree. And there's been things that come up on TikTok and a lot of other media lately especially, that
he was
kind of...
He was beefing with Matt Patricia or whoever the OC was at New England.
I like Mac Jones. I don't like Patrick Mahomes.
I can't stand
Patrick Mahomes.
Why?
I don't like his wife. I don't like his wife or his brother.
Yeah.
So
he
I can't,
he kinda,
like...
He kind of
like,
toned it down,
the,
though.
No. Here's the problem. Like... If I had a brother like that, if I had a brother like that, I would take it as like my responsibility to shut it down, and like you can't ever come back to the little booth, or you can't get on the field. But I'm like, he's not stopping him. He's enabling. He's enabling his brother to act like that and his wife. So for those reasons, I'm out.
Well,
I'm out on Patrick Mahomes.
I heard that. His wife and his brother are off social media now, right? Is that true?
I think
they're just
they
not
got
as
banned.
Active. His brother posted something like before the AFC Championship, but it wasn't as much. I like Joe Burrow's dad. Did y'all see him like get interviewed after the game?
Yeah, he's cool.
Very not what I expected out of Patrick Mahomes' dad. But
yeah, I like Joe Burrow's mom too.
Dude, we just got way. Everybody, you were talking about Patrick Mahomes, and then you said I like Joe Burrow's dad, and then you said, "Yeah, I love Patrick Mahomes' dad," and then you said, "I like Joe Burrow's mom." We're talking about like six different people here. Anyways,
but yeah,
Patrick Mahomes, he sucks. I like Mac Jones, but he kind of sucks. Do y'all want to recap
the game,
Chiefs Bengals?
Yeah, I got you. So let me read some stats here. Joe Burrow, Joey Bones, Joe Burr. Icy Joe. BDJ, my bad. He threw for 270 yards, 26 completions, 41 attempts, which we won a bet off of his attempts, right?
Yeah.
One touchdown, two
Mahomes
interceptions.
Went way over his attempts, so we should have taken that.
Yeah, that would have been perfect. And then 30 rushing yards for Joe Burrow. All over, just, you know, not what you would.
Dude, I thought the game, like, kind of sucked because it felt like the fix was on, like, early in that game. Like,
right.
Not getting calls. Like, I don't know. I just felt like the whole time I knew the Bengals were going to lose because they didn't get a single call.
Yeah.
Like,
which I was rooting for the Bengals. I don't know about you guys. What about you?
I mean, I was going for the Bengals. I like Joe Burrow. I can't stand the Chiefs, and I'm a Broncos fan. So like,
a lot of people were rooting against the Chiefs.
I didn't really watch the whole game.
Everybody loves Joe Burrow so much.
He's so cool.
I didn't watch the whole game, so everybody's talking about penalties, how, like, the Bengals got screwed.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I do know that guy that got the roughing the passer, or unnecessary roughness, whatever it was, last second of the game on Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you make that mistake?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like he should.
He gets a lot of, like, everybody hates him.
Well, his own teammates were, like, screaming at him in the locker room. Or that one guy.
He also, like, had, like, 15 pressures on the quarterback. Like,
Which
that's some guy from ESPN did, like, a breakdown of it. Like, he played, like, unbelievably well. Like, he was in the backfield every play. He just happened to be the guy who, like, hit Pat Mahomes late.
Yeah.
So, like.
That's tough. And, I mean, watching it in real time, you know, but when you're. I mean, when your adrenaline's going, you've been so close so many times, and you finally get a hand on them, it's hard not to give a little shove, you know?
Just really, like, mad unfortunate timing.
Oh,
like,
the worst timing for
They were
happen.
Hardly in field goal range.
Also,
like, it would have been a hard
RIP to that guy that just got rocked as well on the way out. Did you see – you remember watching that? So when he pushed – Pat Mahomes.
Oh, my God, the coach.
Yeah, I guess his coach or, I don't know, someone on the sidelines. I mean,
he got pinned between the bench and a 270-pound guy.
He just peeled back like a banana, dude. It was bad. It was really bad, but it was really funny, too. But I think he was fine. I didn't see him on the ground or anything. So, but that was really good. But ultimately, you know, Joe Burrow, I mean, which he's bad about getting sacked. How many sacks?
They should have capitalized. Two big things happened in that game that could have not sealed the game, but been a huge advantage for either team. When Pat Mahomes fumbled, when no one touched him, he just, like, whiffed.
That was bad.
That was huge for the Bengals. But
really they
just had, like, a 3-and-out after. Like,
yeah.
You have to capitalize on that.
Yeah.
Because if they would have scored, that would have put the game probably – not out of reach, but it would have been a two-possession game, which would have been really hard to come back on.
Right.
Then they didn't score because he fumbled. Well, then if the Bengals would have scored, they would have tied it up. It's just – I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because it came down to the end of the last second field goal, but I don't know. It could have changed the game.
But there was a lot of calls.
He got sacked 5 times for 32 yards.
Yeah.
But I think that the Chiefs are – I don't want to say the Chiefs are a better team.
Yeah.
I think Pat Mahomes is the better team. Than the Bengals, but.
Well, I mean, it's shown, like, what he's done, too, without Tyreek Hill, I think, you know. Like, I mean, he's still.
Dude, I hate.
Legit.
This is so random, but I hate Jason. I hate Travis Kelce.
Why? Why do you
hate him?
He was a little
time,
much,
every time
dude.
He's in the camera, he's like. Aah!
Yeah.
He's like, he's like the most obnoxious, annoying. He's like an elementary student.
Yeah.
Like at the playground.
He just, does remind me of a child.
He's a Broncos fan. That's like a division rival.
No.
Like, you're just a hater of all.
No,
all
nobody likes Travis Kelce. Nobody.
Dude,
I don't know anybody
Travis
likes Travis
I don't
Kelce.
Mind him.
I like
he
Jason
was on my
Kelce.
Fantasy team this year.
You know,
it was pretty good for me.
This is a name drop, but Travis Kelce reminds me of Bailey. Like
he does, but he's not. Bailey's a lot cooler than Travis Kelce.
Yeah, obviously, but like they have the same like loud personality, I guess.
Dude, we can have Bailey on the podcast.
I'll be good.
Dude, he's done. Does he live in LA right now?
He works for UCLA. He's just like a strength coach or something.
Yeah. Special teams or something. Special teams assistant. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he's a GA or if he's a coach. I don't know what he is.
He's not a GA, I don't think.
I think he was a GA at Northwestern. Then he went to UC. I don't know. I haven't talked to Bailey since, I don't know, the last time that I lived with him.
Yeah.
He's probably like, do you think he's on campus or?
He is.
He's on campus. You don't think he lives in like Simi Valley?
A lot of assistants get Burbank. like campus housing. It's a perk of the job, I guess.
I guess so. That would be nice. I feel like he's the type of guy, though, to go stay in, like Thousand Oaks, where all the old rich people go, you know?
Yeah. What about the Eagles game? Eagles, dude. Eagles, they haven't struggled in any game all playoffs.
Well, let's
they're bodying people.
Let's look at this real quick. So we had three quarterbacks on the night for the 49ers.
Jonathan, what was that name?
Josh Johnson.
Dude, he's been on 13 NFL teams.
Oh my gosh!
13 NFL
and
rosters.
The first time he ever played in the playoffs was the second quarter of the NFC Championship.
And then Brock Purdy, and then Christian McCaffrey. Okay. And out of all those,
McCaffrey played quarterback.
Well, he threw a pass.
Oh,
yeah. So out of all of that, which he could have been quarterback, probably done decently well, but all combined, they threw for 18 passes, and completed 11 of those passes. So. And also combined yards of 97. 97 passing yards were thrown in that game. So, yeah. I mean,
I didn't watch it. I watched, like, none of that game, maybe some of the second half.
Yeah.
But wasn't it close, like, a lot of the first half?
Well, I think the defense was keeping up, but there was just so much the defense could do by the second half. I mean, at that point, it was more – they were getting frustrated. That's why they ended up fighting at the end. I mean, when you have kept the Eagles playing at, like, almost peak performance to 31 points, and you've only – you know, you haven't – your offense doesn't help you out.
Well, they were getting so ticked mm-hmm. because they're supposedly the best defense in the league. But like, dude, Jalen Hurts is a beast. He was hurt, but he still like ran that last quarter. Just kept running the ball like every play. He kept doing like quarterback.
That's what I think. We were watching it at his place, and he was like limping and just kept running the ball. Like, just hand it off, dude.
Yeah,
like, that dance that Jason Kelce did in the end zone with Miles Sanders was peak performance.
Yeah, that was nice.
It like six times on Instagram. I was like,
dude, he's awesome. Like Jason Kelce's like funny. Like he had him and Travis Kelce have a podcast.
But
they're funny.
It also makes me think, because I was telling Jay about this, the whole idea of like the two Kelce brothers going meeting in the Super Bowl and stuff. Like,
dude, we need to place a bet. Over under how many times that gets mentioned?
Oh my god!
During the Super Bowl, like,
oh
feed.
Dude, I'll
like, let's make
right.
a line right
I'll
now.
I'll make the line right now. I'm trying to think because it'll burn itself out by probably like the second quarter. They might mention it once or twice in the second half. I'm gonna say, I don't know. There's probably a line out there for this. I'm gonna say 11.5 mentions
of the Kelce brothers.
Yeah,
playing together in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a good line.
They'll mention it a lot of times.
I think they'll mention it like seven times before the game starts.
Or yeah, are we counting the like pregame?
I'm talking like feed, like the stream of like you click on Super Bowl at 6 p.m. and it's like the pre-show, everything.
If it's the pregame show plus the game, yeah. If we're just talking the game, I would give it like 6.5. Pregame show included 11.5.
Yeah.
Let me find the odds that are for this.
But I was just thinking in my head, like, you know, there's people already working on, you know, videos and all sorts of like promotional videos for that. And then I'm sure they're going to be on several different talk shows and stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy on, like, it's all fixed. It's all fixed.
It is all fixed. I think it's fixed. I've seen. Have you seen part of my takes episode on it where they talk about it? Some ex-player comes out and, like, admits it. He's like, yeah, it's scripted. And there's this NFL memes account that, like, there's an NFL memes account that literally just, like, posts all these different players and their situations. And then, like, a meme of, like, when ex-player finds out season 2017 is fixed or something, or reads a script for the script fixed season. It's funny, but.
Arian Foster went on some podcast and, like, was telling all about how, like, they get a script at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
And then Kamara, like, tweeted at him and was like, yeah, I almost quit when they handed me my script this season.
They're lying. Bro, it's not not scripted. There's no way. There's too many people that love the game.
They can, like, fix it. I think they could fix it from the top, like, try to manipulate it. Like, because Roger Goodell, the league, like, ownership management can tell the refs, hey, maybe lean a little bit this way, because they pay the refs. Like, they're paid from the league. So they can tilt it, but you couldn't convince 32 teams of 53 players to just go out here and, like, make a show. Yeah. Like, they love football. Like,
Unnecessary roughness. Actually, our trustful native, Sean McDonald, is on that show.
Yeah.
And he was
Wait, which show?
Unnecessary Roughness.
Oh, yeah.
He was getting in a debate about if Jalen Hurts is a Bama product or not.
Okay.
I think.
Like, Brandon, the guy who's, like, the host of that show, was like, Jalen Hurts is not a Bama product. Like, he's not built by Bama or whatever, because he transferred to Oklahoma. Bama didn't give a crap about him.
That's just...
But I think that's bull crap, because, like, he spent 3 years of his
People say because, like, oh, they pulled him out and he didn't really win a national championship, but Alabama didn't just, like, throw him to the side. Like, they gave him every opportunity up until the last, like, if we don't take him out, we're going to lose this national championship. Yeah.
He graduated from Alabama.
Yeah.
And then just went back to Oklahoma for, like, grad school to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about that earlier because there's so much about it on, like, Facebook. And I'm on Facebook a lot, which is probably lame.
That's weird.
I love Facebook.
That's what's happened in the last 3 years. We got old and got on Facebook. Dude,
It's my go-to social media every time. Like, if I'm bored and just sitting around the house, I'll open up, like, not TikTok or Twitter. Like, I'll go to Facebook first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of people, the bad thing about Facebook is it's so present with media and news that you end up getting, like, your media and just, like, local or global news from people that sit in their basement and write articles, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not necessarily true. So it's very skewed data. Like, so I don't know. I just think people that go on rants and stuff on Facebook, it just, you know, it doesn't really make any sense to me. Of course, it depends what your feed is, you know. Jordan's whole TikTok feed is full of political propaganda.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Conspiracies, pretty much. So.
I get so many, like,
You big into politics, Jay?
No, dude, I'm getting...
Vote for Jordan.
Dude, I
2024.
Get wrecked by whatever TikTok's algorithm is. It plays this, like, mysterious music, but and then it's, like, talking about how, like, the same three companies own all the, like, food. And I can't get it to go away. Like, my TikTok used to be golf and, like, some, like, obscure, like, like C-list musicians that, like, aren't famous yet, and then, like, funny stuff. Now it's conspiracies and, like, financial advisors trying to, like, sell me their plan. Like, I don't even like getting on there
you
anymore.
You need financial
probably.
Advising.
Apparently, and I need to get it from TikTok.
Not a finance firm by any means.
No, I need to go to TikTok. Not a certified financial advisor.
That's good.
I can't find that. There's no bet on the Kelce brothers mentioning. So I'll put it at 11.5. That's
all right, 11.5, and that's a pre. Because with the Super Bowl, they'll have it on pretty early on, and I imagine they'll do a little, like, special on it.
Yeah.
Even that. So, are we talking, like, like 30 minutes before the Super Bowl starts, before kickoff.
What time does the Super Bowl pregame show start? The pregame show starts at noon.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl's at 6:30, so that's 5.5 hours.
Yeah, I see.
It's going to have to be higher than that.
It would have to be.
Because every single commentator is going to mention it at least once.
Yeah, for sure. We could say in-game. That way it's lower and everybody will be watching ways they can count.
I say six. 6.5 in-game.
Six and a half in-game. I'm taking the over.
I'll put it on the student section Instagram. People can vote on it.
You take the over or the under on that, 6.5?
I'm going to take the under. I think they'll mention it like four times and be done.
From kickoff to the last part of the game.
No, they're going to mention it like eight times.
Really. No, if it's only in game, it'll probably go under. But if we're counting once the actual Super Bowl broadcast starts, so it'll start at 6:30. The game probably won't kick off until 6:45 or something.
Yeah.
It'll be mentioned in that, but if it's from kickoff to close, I'm going under.
Right, because after the game, too, they'll probably mention a lot, too, when they're interviewing Travis Kelce or whoever.
Who's going to win?
Yeah,
Super Bowl predictions.
So what's the spread? We're at minus
one and a half.
One and a half.
Wait, is it plus 1.5?
Plus 1.5 for the Chiefs. Yeah.
So Eagles are favored by a point and a half.
Yeah.
That's – I think the Eagles are going to win. The Eagles haven't struggled with any opponent in the playoffs.
You're rooting for the Eagles.
Yeah, right? I like Jalen. We have an ongoing joke here.
He hates the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I hate the Chiefs, and we all have an ongoing joke.
I actually have a selfie with Jalen Hurts.
See, you can post it. We can post it on Instagram.
In Moe's freshman year of college.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're the same. Well, he's a year younger than me, but he's he was in the same
same class
as us.
Yeah, so we need to post that.
Saw him eating with, I forgot who else was in the picture, but I saw him eating. I don't even know really who he was. I just know he was, supposed to be our quarterback maybe. We're not totally sure yet. But and I was like, hey, could I get a selfie with you real quick? And he was eating. He looked up and he was like, yeah, bro, come on.
That's got to be our album art for this episode. With the logo over it.
Yes.
Just send it to me. I'll make it.
Yeah, and I took a selfie with him. And it was super cool. Yeah, he had a mouthful of food, and I totally interrupted their conversation, but he was super nice.
I remember that because we were all there. It was every one of us that from school that went to Tuscaloosa, and you don't have any friends, so you just go out with your high school friends the first week of college. And I didn't partake in the selfie because I didn't want to be about the selfie. But Bree did.
That's legit. Yeah, we have an ongoing joke at my job here. And my boss is a Ravens fan.
Yeah.
And they were doing bad midseason. The Broncos were one of the worst teams in the league this season. Yes. So he kept asking me, so how are the Broncos? All this stuff. So I literally just walked in one day. I'm like, no, I'm an Eagles fan. And we started talking about Eagles football every day. And then for Christmas, he got me an Eagles hat and just gave it to me.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
And so anytime we'd someone would mention the Broncos, I'd be like, no, I'm an Eagles fan now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going for the Eagles. I'm an Eagles fan.
Dude, I had to pick an NFL team 2 years ago. I'm not a fan of any NFL team.
Yeah.
So I wanted to pick one. And this was right before the Bills actually got good. And I picked the Bills. Off because I didn't want to bandwagon anybody, so I picked the Bills because I heard the story of them losing four Super Bowls in a row in the 70s or something.
Good timing.
So I wanted to pick
it was great
the timing. Team that was the least likely to win a Super Bowl, and then they were the second best team in the
NFL. Do you always hit with the good timing with the Florida Panthers?
Yeah.
The Panthers, and then when the new hockey team, the Las Vegas Knights, I was about them their first year they go to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
So.
Legit. Interesting.
But yeah, I think Eagles are going to win by 7. I think they'll win by a whole possession, whole touchdown.
I think
the Chiefs will win.
I take the line at Eagles minus 2.5 if it's there. So I'll be taking Eagles minus 1. What about over-under? Is that 50.5? I think there's going to be points.
Over.
My prediction would be, I think it's going to be 24-31. So I'm going to take the over.
I was going to say like 34-24, but I think the Chiefs win.
24-31 Eagles. Yeah. 24-31 Eagles. Take the over. Take Eagles. That's free money.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Promises made, promises delivered.
I'm thinking more like 28-31,
31-34. Dude, I had the odds up earlier. I think the Chiefs' money line is plus 105, and that's what I would take. They're going to win the game.
If you're actually looking to make money, though, I would go. I would do a 6.2 team teaser, and I would take Eagles. That would be what, plus 5.5, right? For a 6-point teaser? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Eagles plus 5, and then over, which would be what, 44? 44.5. And I'd tease those two together, and then I would bet your whole mortgage on that. And if you lose, don't blame me.
if that bet doesn't hit, we'll go back and cut this out.
Yeah, we'll go back and re-edit this podcast.
And you've just heard Bree's sports bet predictions, sponsored by C4 Energy Drinks.
Are we allowed to sponsor people without sponsorship?
Yeah.
Free sponsorship.
Free, if we're just giving people free.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I like that.
Drink C4 Energy.
Love it, dude.
We just made $100,000 right there. Did. Yep.
Do we have any segments?
Yeah, we were talking about the bad sports articles.
Sports headlines that do not matter. Oh,
sports headlines that do not matter.
All right. So
sponsored by, brought to you by.
Brought to you by. Breedom Productions.
Breedom Productions.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found one. The headline, Joss Butler frustrated but understanding as England grapple with scheduling dilemmas. The opening lines of the article. Joss Butler, England's white ball captain, has admitted to frustrations that his team's preparation for the defense of their 50-over World Cup title has been hampered by scheduling clashes. I'm not going to sit here and read the whole article. I'm going to read through it and give the gist of it. He's a cricket guy. He's a good cricket player, I guess. He's the captain of his team. And his team has made themselves unavailable for the tour, which I guess prevents them from defending their World Cup. But yeah, I mean, this is a lot of stuff that I don't understand. But that's the headline.
I have a headline.
All right, give it to
me. It kind of matters, but it doesn't matter that much. Not to the average person. This was 2 days ago. Virginia high school girls basketball coach fired after impersonating player. So there's a 13-year-old girls basketball team, like high school basketball team, and the coach, one of the like star players was out, and so the coach, who's 22, just dressed up and played the full game. It's a rule in Virginia. It happened 2 days ago.
Oh.
She literally dressed out, played the full game. She got fired. And they canceled the rest of the season for the girls. They just, like, canceled the whole season. It's probably, like, middle school basketball anyway, so nobody cares. But, like, I know someone in my head right now that would 100% do that.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And not get away with it, but I know someone that would do that 100%.
Yeah. No. Just to be clear. Oh, you don't have it pulled up. Never mind.
What?
I was going to type something in here for confirmation.
I have it pulled up. But yeah, I saw that on Instagram the other day. It's a big headline.
That is weird. I saw one with LeBron James. It wasn't anything good, but it reminded me of the. Did y'all see the playback on the Celtics-Lakers game that went in the OT, but LeBron had the ball at the last
minute? Yes, I'm looking at that right now.
To, you know, it was an easy layup, and then I think it was Tatum smacked the crap out of his hand. He was fouled, But it's not that event
no.
that erupted the internet. It was the fact that he cried and whimpered like a puppy that just got its tail stepped on.
This headline says, NBA referees on blown LeBron James foul. Missed call will cause sleepless nights, per LeBron James.
They're not going to lose any sleep over that.
Dude, he's an idiot, bro. LeBron James, I can't stand LeBron James.
Okay, I got one that's pretty inconsequential. It's loading. NBA G League to utilize ELAM ending format for overtime games during 2022-2023 season.
What is that?
I don't know. But it doesn't. No one
cares.
No one cares.
At all.
Let me read it. Y'all talking. I'll see if there's.
I saw another one, a sports headline that just does not matter. And it's, crap, let me get back to it. Hulk Hogan can't feel his lower body after another back surgery. Isn't Hulk Hogan, like, 80 years old now?
Yeah, he is God really old.
So how is that, like, a headline?
I don't know.
A headline that does matter. Tom Brady retired again.
Yeah.
All it means is that, like, if they end the game tied at 100, they'll say, like, first team to, like, 107.
Do you think, whose side are you on for the Brady versus his wife? Do you think the divorce was justified because he wanted to play another year, but had a losing season?
I don't know. That's hard to say because we don't really know what's going on, you know? Like, yeah, like, that's what she said, but she could be very miserable in that relationship, too. I think at the end of the day, like, what's more important to you? You know, he's been given this great gift, and it's his whole life, and it's always been his life. And that kind of comes first. Like, I mean, that's his whole life is football, you know?
But you would think if it was that, like, she divorced him because of that, he wouldn't retire after this season. That's a bad season to retire on.
Well, he's got a new girl now.
Yeah, apparently she's, like, the, like, top supermodel in the world.
She looks like a younger version of his wife, or ex-wife.
Classy.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, at the end of the day, some people have to sacrifice things in order to be great or make remarkable events on the world. And in his case, maybe have in mind, hey, I'm going to be the greatest of all time quarterback, but I'm going to cause some serious neglect in your life. And you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And I think she did for some time, but that's hard for any woman to just be kind of in the shadow all the time, you know?
Yeah. So, she was like,
I mean, I know she's a supermodel and stuff. Yeah, too. But that's the whole thing. So I think on one end is like, you know, he sacrificed, and if he thought that their marriage was more important than that season, he would not have played. Whether it's a inconsiderate, you know, request to ask somebody or not, you know, it's an ultimatum for sure, which is never good within a marriage for sure, I'd imagine. But
yeah,
that's your wife, and you committed that. You didn't vow to play football, but you did vow to love your wife forever and commit your life. However, if I was Tom Brady, I'd probably play another season too.
Marriage counseling with Brie.
Yeah.
I agree though. Like, I don't know if she, which there's like rumors and stuff that she was doing this and that. And like,
yeah.
But if you're the best quarterback and you like playing football, your wife should leave you for that. But.
And, I mean, usually there's not just one guilty party, you know?
Yeah, there's more to it.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll come out with a tell-all. He'll write a book about it, and we can know the truth.
Maybe. I'm sure there'll be books that he writes, or some ghost writer writes for him.
All right, so what to look forward to in the future?
Yeah.
Student section sports.
Yeah. So we've been talking about a few different things. We're bringing back the segment of Chad Dawkey, Nice Tries. That will be here soon enough. We've also talked about doing more promotional events and getting sports together. What was some of the ones that we talked about, Jared?
Well, it'd be fun to do like a Bino tournament.
Yeah,
if you don't know what Bino is, like mini soccer, like finger soccer on this like sick board. I know I have a board. A few people I know have a board. We could put together a tournament, spike ball, pickleball, or you can DM us anything you're interested in.
The shuffleboard game, like the indoor shuffleboard with the...
Where would we do that?
I don't know. We'd have to buy a shuffleboard.
But, dude, Venmo us.
Yeah. We'll get a shuffleboard. But, yeah, and then I'm really into pickleball lately. So I would love to get that. I don't know if we can. There's talks of a private court we could use.
Yes.
In a public place, and we'll see if that goes through. But yeah, look up videos of Bino. Actually, we're gonna play it soon, so we'll post some videos on Instagram. Another thing is, you know, if you're you know, would be willing to join us for a spike ball tournament or a golf tournament or disc golf tournament, you know, if you could DM us, go ahead and cannonball into our DMs, sexy style, and let us know what sports you would like to play, and we can host those, and then we can end up getting together and doing that again, because I know our spike ball tourney was a lot of fun.
The spike ball tournament was
really that was a lot of fun. So we'll get something together. Just Instagram message me or the podcast. Student Section Sports.
We're going to release every Friday. Every Friday, the podcast will come out.
Right.
We'll do one a week for now, but hey, if we get like 1,000 listeners, we might mess around and do two a week.
We could. Yeah, we could whole mess around and put out two a week.
So, y'all, thanks for supporting us. Yeah. For all the people who have been listening to our podcast for the last 3 years and there haven't been any new episodes. to the seven people this week that listened to episodes back from 2019, thank you.
And I wanted to also mention a lot of the reason why we're, you know, talking about this is because as of lately, we've been getting a lot more views and just people have been, you know, supporting us, I guess, in a weird way of just watching three-year-old podcast, which is awesome. Shout out to our fans in Germany. If you're in Germany,
dude, we have a strong, like, it's like 6% of our audience is out of Germany.
Yeah, oddly, dude, our demographics should, like, are all over the place.
We should do something to like pledge our like allegiance to the Germans.
Yeah,
like,
we should.
Like, we should get like some like Dortmund jerseys or something. Dortmund.
We See, didn't learn how to speak their language.
My grandma was German, so.
Guten Tag.
I'm halfway there.
Schnitzel.
Sweet. Well.
Aufwärtschen. I think that means something.
You can't leave that part in.
You can leave that part
That's
in.
That's got to be racist.
Dude, our German homies are going to get lit when I start speaking their language.
Dude, they are going to be so hype.
They're already lit. Once they see our
I might just
come
put
up,
German like subtitles on the bottom. So they can watch and still understand what they're doing.
Oh, man.
We're on YouTube now, by the way.
Do they speak English? Or
no, that's German. German. Yeah,
I feel like a lot of people in other countries just speak English.
We haven't mentioned that we're on YouTube. We're going to be on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
We used to just recorded them with audio, but now we have visuals.
Better looking people on now, so.
Yes.
Much.
So, stay tuned.
Yeah.
And see you next week.
You've been listening to Student Section Sports Podcast. Thank you for your support. We'll be back next week with a new episode.